It's Black as Night. Dickie Black on the Bay Area's rock station. 107.7 The Bone.
107.7 The Bone. There's Guns N' Roses doing Paul McCartney's Live and Let Die. I'm Nikki Black, and in the studio with me is Jason Downs, who's going to be performing with Dwayne Kennedy at the Punchline in San Francisco all this week, Wednesday through Saturday. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. And Jason, tell me about Dwayne Kennedy. I'm not familiar with him at all.
He's a very, very hilarious comic. I've seen him on TV a bunch of times. I've seen him on Comic Central, and I saw him on Kimmel. He's very funny and very smart. I haven't seen him at all.
Does he have a stand-up stand on Comedy Central?
I saw him do a couple specials. It's been a couple of years. I can't remember offhand. But last time I saw him, he was on Kimmel maybe a year ago. And you always remember him because he's like one of the few comics that drinks wine on stage. Which is rare, you know, nowadays.
But, comedians just make fun of that now, right?
Yeah. Well, if you can drink wine, that means you're doing well as a comic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like Lewis Black will drink wine on stage, right?
I always see him drinking water.
Oh, I always see him drinking wine.
He drinks
wine backstage. Well, I can guarantee that.
What usually happens is you start drinking and then you start doing really well. Then you start drinking a lot because you can afford it. And then you drink too much and then you end up drinking water on stage. Because you've been through the rehab and everything else.
Or it just looks like water. Thank you, Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, true, true.
100% pure rock. 107.7 The Bone.
Little known fact, Jason and I went to college together.
Yes.
Random, right?
SF State. Gators.
I was like, dude, you kind of look familiar.
I know, I looked at you. I was like, where did I know this lady from?
Bomb that you pegged it, though, because that was, you know, like last year.
Not only did I pegged it, I pegged the fact that you liked the Ramones.
Yes!
From like one sentence you said like 10 years ago.
Extra super awesome. Yeah, my Ramones fandom goes way, way, way
Who
back.
Are your favorite bands? Who do you like?
My favorite bands?
Yeah,
You know, I'm terrible for liking, it's very rare that I like a band's entire body of work.
Yeah. So you don't go through the ups and downs with the band and go, oh, that was a creative process.
I don't feel the need to. Yeah. If you're a band that I adore and you put out a crappy album, I kind of just gloss over it like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I ignore it. When you play those songs in concert, I head for the bar.
Yeah.
And I am not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Because if you put out crappy music, it is not my job to love it. It's not.
Yeah.
I am not going
to
polish your turd.
Speaking of heading to the bar, I went to the Mr. Big Show at the Warfield.
At the Fillmore.
I went to the Mr. Big Show at the Fillmore. Mm-hmm. I went to the bar, and the bar was empty because everyone at the Mr. Big Show was like 40 years or older, and they've all been through recovery already.
Aww.
Yeah, they're all sober. I was like,
did you try going into the poster room upstairs? Because maybe they were holding an AA meeting.
Oh, maybe. Like, hello, I'm a Mr. Big fan, and I'm also an alcoholic.
Hi, my name is Karen. Yeah. I'm a Mr. Big fan.
But it was a great
show.
It was an awesome show. Yeah.
I love Mr. Big. I was bummed I couldn't go to that show. There was something else that night that I could not
get out
of. I think
the lead singer has some Bay Area roots or something.
Like, I think I had to be here. Yeah, oh yeah, Eric Martin's from here.
Yeah, he came out in his Giants jersey and the whole crowd went crazy.
Yeah, of course he did.
It was a dope show. Yeah, it was awesome. I have a crazy music history. I was never really, I was, as soon as Nirvana came out, I got into hip hop and rap. So I totally missed the whole Nirvana Pearl Jam thing, and I didn't really discover, like, or really, I know I'm horrible. It's horrible. I know.
Wow.
I know. It's terrible.
I feel like I'm Howard Stern, and I just elicited some horrible confession from you.
I know. I have this crazy.
Have you had a lesbian experience?
I'm telling you, I have a crazy music history, and I got really into not just regular hip hop, but
like
really bad hip hop.
You thought the Diggable Planets were like the greatest thing ever.
I thought Belle Biv DeVoe was the greatest thing ever. It was horrible. Yeah, I know. And then now I listen. I didn't start listening to Nirvana until like 2002.
Did you at least like do the Bauhaus trail and go backwards from Belle Biv DeVoe to the New Edition original?
No, not
even that.
No,
you were just like Poison is my jam.
Yeah. It's can you believe that? But I listened to rock up until like 91, 92, and then I dropped out of rock from like 92 to like 98, and then I got back into rock again.
Thank God someone saved your soul.
I know.
Because otherwise, right now, I'd be stabbing you in the eyeball with my pen.
That's horrible. I have horrible music taste. But now I picked it up.
That's enough for temporary insanity. I think your parents should have had you committed for a while.
Yeah. Well, dude, what's funny is my mom.
They should have been like, he's into rap, and it's not even good rap. It's not even really rap or hip hop.
Yeah, it's not even like, Tribe Called Quest or anything.
It's like R&B with like a half a rapper in it.
It's embarrassing, I know.
It is. Another thing that's embarrassing is that you're on Twitter and you don't know what a Twitter trend is.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm new to this. I've only been at it for like a year. So that's new, right?
A year? A year in Twitter years is like 10 years.
I know.
You're like an originator of Twitter at that point.
I'm following Belle Biv DeVoe on Twitter.
Are you?
Yeah.
What is BBD tweeting?
There is tweeting, we're broke. Please come see our show.
There's no way we're getting back together with Bobby Brown. He's crazy out of his mind. The New Edition money is all dried up. Hook us up.
Yeah. Oh, there's a good... Oh, you were talking about the Twitter trend. So
yeah. So I've decided that on Tuesdays, because let's face it, ain't none of us doing anything better. On Tuesdays, we're going to start...
What are you talking about? The Punchline. There's comedy shows.
Is there a show at the comedy... Yeah. Is there a Punchline show tonight?
I think so.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sure it's amazing.
Until the Punchline show starts, nobody's doing anything better on a Tuesday night. I thought we'd start a Twitter trend. And we started one last week, and it was what? Stepdad quotes. That's right.
Wow.
We had some bitchin' stepdad quotes.
Okay. What were some of the winners?
Like, I'm not really your dad, and you're not really my mistake.
Wow. That's a good one.
Go ask your mom. When is that child support check getting here?
Wow. Grab me my booze.
Yeah, so tonight's Twitter trend topic that we're going to start is going to be Breakfast of Champions.
So what did you say? What was the first one you mentioned?
Oh, my first one is, Pound Breakfast of Champions was 3 bong hits, 2 boxes of Cap'n Crunch, no milk, Michael Phelps. Breakfast of Champions, pack of Marlboro Reds and a box of Kleenex, Kate Moss.
How about a glass of wine and an OxyContin, Amy Winehouse?
Oh, I think that's more like a box of wine.
Sorry.
A box of wine and a 90-day supply of OxyContin.
Seriously, a box
Amy
of wine.
Amy Winehouse. Okay, we're going to add that one. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, and you can. Do you have your smartphone with you? Can you tweet this?
I'll try.
What's your Twitter name?
Downs and Out.
Aww. So DOWNSNOUT?
And out. Yeah.
So down and out.
Downs and out.
And out.
Like down and out, but downs and out.
With a Z or with an S?
With an S.
Downs and
my
out.
My last name is Downs.
Excellent. Okay. It's not like a bad Down syndrome joke or anything.
Oh,
that
really?
Would be wrong.
Really?
That would be so
wrong.
Yeah,
to bring that up. No.
Okay. and then mine, of course, is twitter.com/NikkiBlack, NikkiBlack. Follow it! And I will bust out the bone rock music.
Back to back, killer classics. The Bay Area's rock station. 107.7 The Bone.
So, see, Jason, writing jokes is hard work, isn't it?
Yes, it's very hard, especially when you're doing it on the spot in the radio studio.
Yeah, if you guys are following me on Twitter, we're doing a Twitter Trend Tuesday, and our trend today is Breakfast of Champions, and so far, we've got some doozies.
What was the Bono one today that we...
The Bono one that I just came up with? Yeah. It was a fair trade soy latte, Irish porridge... and world peas.
Wow. Bono. Breakfast of Champions.
Bono's Breakfast of Champions. So one of the things I love to ask comedians, because this always brings up some interesting stuff, is what is your worst joke?
What is my worst? Meaning bombs? Or?
Yeah. The joke you had that just bombed.
Okay.
Like well, you thought it was funny. You tried it out and it went over like a fart in church.
Okay. There's one that kills... only in San Francisco, but if I get outside of the city limits, it just tanks.
Oh.
And I make this, I have this example where I get a Groupon offer.
Is it about tiger maulings?
No. I get a Groupon offer for 50% off of skydiving, and I talk about how cheap you have to be to try to save money, you know, on skydiving, you know, like your life is really worth it. And I go into this whole story about trying to save money on skydiving, and then you die, but you deserve it because you're cheap, and then you get to the gates of heaven, and then you start yelling at God. You're like, God, how can you even save me? You weren't there for me. And then God goes, I was there for you. And then you go, well, how come when I hit the ground, there was only one set of footprints? And then God goes, because I'm not real. and it only hits in San Francisco. If I don't say it, if I say it anywhere else in the country, it just tanks.
Everybody's like,
yeah. Oh.
Is there a collective gasp
in
the room?
And then you'll always get, and then you'll get 2 or 3 people out of the 300 like.
And then everybody else is like, you will die.
And it's funny because I'm Catholic. I'm not an atheist, but it's just a good joke. Like I could not pass it up.
Wait, we have Satan's Breakfast of Champions. What was Satan's Breakfast of Champions? I think I wrote it down. 4 damned souls, a side of brimstone, and a high fiber muffin. That is what Satan has Breakfast of Champions.
Classic rock lives at 107.7 The Bone.
And Jason.
Yes.
Since we went to school together.
Yes.
And my old chum, my old classmate.
And we just discovered this. Yeah. I think it's awesome. I think we had like a real life Facebook moment.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
We kind of did. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the people you may know box popped up in real life and was like, you might know this guy for some reason.
And it was totally like that.
And it turned out for real.
Yeah, for real.
So with all your vivid memories of me from school.
One vivid, giant memory.
Is this where you thought I would turn up?
Actually, I think you're doing pretty well. I think you're probably one of the best success stories.
Like, we should have like a 10-year reunion this year, huh?
No one would go.
No one would go. Does anybody go to college reunions? I mean,
you're probably the only person who's using their degree out of that program, probably, in the last 10 years.
I did run into one guy from class at Guitar Center.
Oh, yeah? He was selling guitars?
Does that count?
No.
Yeah, he was working at Guitar Center.
Wow.
Another guy was also working in equipment. I ran into him at Radio Shack. I don't know if he counts because he was a grad student.
Oh, okay.
Hey, times are tight, man. The economy is tough.
I know, but it's so sad because nobody
college uses grads are working at Starbucks for the benefits right now.
Yeah. I remember I graduated. I worked for Safeway for years. And,
yeah.
And just for the benefits.
Union Benny's, bro.
Yeah, and I couldn't get away from it, but it was a trap. Like, I couldn't get out. It was horrible because you can't find a job that pays that well, and you just sit there. You're like, ugh. I just quit like 3 years ago.
Did Admiral Akbar show up one day to warn you? It's a trap!
Oh, it's horrible. It's like working in the coal mines. Like, you hear those old Johnny Cash songs, like, don't start working in the coal mines because you'll never get out. That's what working at supermarkets like. And everyone who works there is like kind of crippled in some way.
Really?
Yeah, but it's not like a major cripple. It's like it's just like a my hand can't close kind of crippled. Like, you know.
Wow. I think developmentally disabled is the currently accepted term.
No, not like that. I mean, like, they're injured on the job or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so everybody has like, because Union Benny's, man. Come on.
But like,
after a while, you're like, oh, that money's just sitting there waiting for me to get injured. I might as well use it.
I know. I've been on that a couple of times.
Oh, no, the toilet paper fell off the top shelf. Ah!
I've fallen off a dollar or two in my day.
Are you a master can stacker?
I actually talked my way out of all that stuff. I only wanted to deal with the customers. I like
really?
The people. Yeah. I used to love just to sit up front and like check groceries. And
worst customer ever that
I saw worst customer ever like 2 years into stuff goes down at a grocery store. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of stuff goes down.
It's scary, especially late at night.
Yeah. I have a few stories, but one that pops up is like 2 a.m. Their last call. Everyone's trying to
call at the grocery store.
Yeah, everyone comes to the grocery store to try to get the alcohol. Because
the bars kick them out at 1:25, and they're like, quick!
Yeah.
Head for the grocery.
So I'm at the grocery store, and the line, they never assign help at 2 a.m. because the store manager's like, you don't need checkers, you only need one checker.
Yeah.
And there's like a line of like 300
except
people.
Except for that 15 minutes between 1:45 and 2:01.
So these two guys came in, and they were together with a girl, and they thought another guy was checking out their girl. And this is all going on in grocery in the stand in the line, and they go, hey, you checking out my girl, blah blah blah, and then another guy goes, that's my cousin, man, what are you checking out that my girl for? And the guy's like, I'm not even doing anything, I'm just sitting here buying beer, I'm not even looking at your girl. The guy who the cousin of the girl takes a knife out of nowhere and stabs a guy in the back of the head.
Oh my god!
And it misses the skull, like it gets him in the ear, and blood just goes gushing everywhere. I dealt with stuff like that.
Wait, though. When that happened, did he then put his like 10 items or less on the counter and expect you to bring it up?
Yeah, I was like, seriously, can we get a clean up on Check Stand 3? You know? It was horrible.
That would have been priceless, though, if you had done that.
Yeah.
Clean up on Check Stand 3. Clean up. Call the police while you're at it. And, okay, thanks. Paper or plastic,
that
sir?
That was actually a really nice incident. There's also, there's been a few shootings that I've been witness to, and it's been pretty crazy. Yeah.
Have you ever had to revive a customer?
No, a customer went missing, and they found my receipts on her. And they came in and questioned, like, where was the last time you saw this customer and all this stuff? And they showed me.
They found your receipts on the body?
Yeah, on the body, because she slept in the park at Golden Gate Park.
Oh.
Do you want to hear the story? Should we tell the story?
Go for it.
Okay. So
it's not like 10 minutes, is it?
No.
Okay.
So, well, I didn't know. Is this too dark for radio? I don't. Okay, here we go. Let's do this.
It's the bone.
Okay, so So I worked at 7th Avenue across the park at Safeway. And this woman used to come in every day, and she was really annoying. So, you know, her being missing is not – I was like, I could see her going missing. And so then, like, I didn't see her for a few months, and the police came in. They're like, do you remember this woman? And it was
and you're
just,
all, yeah, she's kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, she's dead now.
I know. I was like, I made sure not to say anything like that, but they brought her up, and I remembered – just like I remembered everything about you, I remembered everything about her. I was like, oh, yeah, she used to wear this type of jacket and this. And they're like, yep, that's the type of jacket she had. So they go –
when we found her cold dead body.
And they go, we found her across the park. And I was like, well, why you guys? They go, your receipts were found in her pocket. And I was like, oh. So I guess she went and like saw me, checked out groceries, and then she walked across the park and died just of old age. And nobody found her for like months. And so then.
She was practically fertilizing that park.
Yeah. And they go, like, yeah.
How okay, I've never had a grocery receipt that lasted for months. Those things fade. I don't really.
Yeah, yeah. So and then like I kept on. I was like, I'm pretty sure she had a house because I remember her like coming in for ID. We had to check her ID when I was checking groceries,
and it didn't say homeless on it.
Yeah, well, no, but like, or she, yeah, it didn't say homeless. But I remember she had a car because she hit somebody coming out of the grocery store. She hit somebody.
Probably on purpose because she was such a bitch.
Yeah. But I remember she was crazy. Yeah. And she like tried to blame the store because she blamed the parking lot wasn't big enough. And that's why she hit somebody or something like that. Yeah, she was that type of person. Wow. So that's why I was like, well, I could see like she used to annoy the employees like every day. I was like,
so she didn't get murdered. She just died.
She just died.
As far as you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they told you.
Stuff like that happened every year. Like when I was there, crazy stuff. Like it was insane. Yeah.
And I thought radio was a little kooky.
Yeah, and people would come in and go, hey, can I find a job for my son? I was like, you do not want your kid working at this place. The grocery stores are horrible places to work. But the company is really nice to me. The company was awesome to me. But there's so much, like...
Here, I'll send that kid to work at the condom factory. Yeah, it's safer seriously, there. It's Trust safe. Me.
Where the Bay Area rocks. 107.7 The Bone.
107.7 The Bone and my favorite band, the world's greatest, the Ramones, with I Want to Be Sedated. I'm Nikki Black, and in this station with me all night long.
Yes.
Jason Downs, nice job.
Thank you so much.
You are at the Punchline all this week, Wednesday through Saturday.
Yes.
Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. This has been a blast.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Bones. So.
And if you want to see like all the damage that we did off the air,
yeah,
go to my Twitter, twitter.com/NikkiBlack, NikkiBlackK, because Jason has been helping us come up with our Tuesday Twitter trending topic, which has been Breakfast of Champions.
Yes.
Some of my favorites right now. The current one you helped develop, The Hopes and Dreams of the Raider Nation, eaten daily by Al Davis. Breakfast of Champions.
True.
It's true. All right. Thank you for coming in, man. Totally
thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Great station.
And I got the Rolling Stones on the way. It's 107.7 The Bone.
Nikki Black.
She sleeps all day and she works all night. What kind of girl do you think she is?
It's Black as Night on the Bay Area's rock station. 107.7 The Bone.